The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 7, text number 14. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarsanda Sathikari. Recorded on October 17th, 2010, in Pune, India.
So, today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7, text number 14. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Daivihyesha gunamayi mamamaya doratyaya mameva ye prapadyante mayam me tantarantite daivihyesha gunamayi Mama Maya Dharatyaya Mameva Ye Prapadyante Mayang Etang Tarantite. I'll read the English and then because they have recording it for the world audience and then you can do the translation. Translation and Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has innumerable energies, and all these energies are divine. Although the living entities are part of his energies and are therefore divine, due to contact with material energy, their original superior power is covered. Being thus covered by material energy, one cannot possibly overcome its influence. As previously stated, both the material and spiritual natures, being emanations from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are eternal. The living entities belong to the eternal superior nature of the Lord, but due to contamination by the inferior nature of matter, their illusion is also eternal. The conditioned soul is therefore called Nitya Baddha, or eternally conditioned. No one can trace out the history of his becoming conditioned at a certain date in material history. Consequently, his release from the clutches of material nature is very difficult. Even though that material nature is an inferior energy, because material energy is ultimately conducted by the supreme will, which the living entity cannot overcome. Inferior material nature is defined herein as divine nature due to its divine connection and movement by the divine will. Being conducted by divine will, material nature, although inferior, acts so wonderfully in the construction and destruction of the cosmic manifestation. The Vedas confirm this as follows: Mayam tu prakritim vidyan mayinam tu maheshwaram. Although maya, illusion, is false or temporary, the background of maya is the supreme magician, the personality of Godhead, who is Maheshwar, the supreme controller. Shvetashvatara Upanishad 4.10. Another meaning of guna is rope. It is to be understood that the conditioned soul is tightly tied by the ropes of illusion. A man bound by the hands and feet cannot free himself. He must be helped by a person who is unbound. Because the bound cannot help the bound, the rescuer must be liberated. Therefore, only Lord Krishna or his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, can release the conditioned soul. Without such superior help, one cannot be freed from the bondage of material nature. Devotional service or Krishna consciousness can help one gain such release. Krishna, being the Lord of illusory energy, can order this insurmountable energy to release the conditioned soul. He orders this release out of his causeless mercy on the surrendered soul and out of his paternal affection for the living entity who is originally a beloved son of the Lord. Therefore, surrender under the lotus feet of the Lord is the only means to get free from the clutches of the stringent material nature. The words Mam Eva are also significant. Mam means unto Krishna, Vishnu only, and not Brahma or Shiva. Although Brahma and Shiva are greatly elevated and are almost on the level of Vishnu, it is not possible for such incarnations of Rajagun passion and Tamogun ignorance to release the conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya. In other words, both Shiva and Brahma are under the influence of Maya. Only Vishnu is the master of Maya. Therefore, he alone can give release to the conditioned soul. The Vedas, Svetashvatara Upanishad 3.8, confirm this in the phrase, Tam eva viditva, or freedom is possible only by understanding Krishna. Even Lord Shiva affirms that liberation can be achieved only by the mercy of Vishnu. Lord Shiva says, Mukti pradata sravesham Vishnu eva na sangshayaha. There is no doubt that Vishnu is the deliverer of liberation for everyone.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Vada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaita Savatutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsha.
So, at the present moment, we are suffering in this material existence. And it is not fun to suffer. Suffering is miserable. But the good news is, this is an unnatural state. Anandamayo Vyasat. The constitutional nature of a living entity is he is an enjoyer. So, if we are enjoyers by nature, why are we not enjoying? The simple answer is because we're not being natural. In this material society in which we have grown up, We have been trained to think, speak, and act in unnatural ways. Instead of being who we are trying to be what we are not. The fact is that each and every one of us is an eternal spiritual being, qualitatively one with God. This is the qualities of that spiritual being are described in the Vedic literatures. Satchidananda Vigraha. The living entity is eternal. He is full of bliss. He is full of knowledge. So why at the present moment then are we experiencing Asat, Achit, and Nirananda? Because we have not been properly trained. We have been taught that we are these bodies. What do they say when somebody is born? All the family members come. Oh, look, it's a boy, it's a girl. From the very beginning, the illusion of bodily identification is being vibrated. Is the spirit soul a boy or a girl? Nahi. That's my Hindi vocabulary. The spirit soul is qualitatively one with God. Therefore, just as God is eternal, the spirit soul is eternal. Just as God is full of unlimited bliss, the jiva soul is also full with unlimited bliss. Just as the Lord is full of knowledge, that jiva also is full of knowledge. Therefore, we have been grossly cheated by those persons who mistrained us into bodily consciousness. So, what is the solution for this quagmire? This solution is given by Srila Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada. In this Hare Krishna movement, we are all called Prabhupada Nugas, Rupa Nugas, Prabhupada Nugas also. And besides being known as Prabhupada Nugas, we are also called Rupa Nugas. Because we are followers in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada. And Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada, he has given us the key how to get free from the suffering and the ignorance. And the temporality. Temporality? Which has been imposed upon us by our miseducators, those who are miseducating us. His solution is very simple. He states it like this in the Sanskrit language. Adau Garashrayam. The first step is you must take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. So what does that mean, to take shelter of a spiritual master? Can I make friends with the guru? I can tell him, well, you're Gurudev, you're wrong on this point. Gurudev, on this point you are incorrect, you're wrong, Gurudev. That is not Guru. Guru means where there is no argument. When you can find that teacher whose instructions you can accept in toto, that is Guru. To simply take a guru as a matter of fashion, well, my guru is such and such, who's your guru? Such acceptance of guru is useless. If that kind of guru you want, then you might as well just keep a dog. You can pat the dog on the head, my dear Fido, you're a very nice doggy. And the doggy, he will lick your face, you see. So if you want a guru like that, where you just flatter him and he flatters you, then that sort of guru is useless. That sort of guru is not guru, he is called Lagu. He is light like a feather. Guru means one who is heavy with knowledge, like Mount Sumeru. That is guru. He is very heavy. He can take the absolute truth and pound it into you like a hammer. So where there's no escape. He drives away all, he is so powerful, he drives all the ignorance out of your heart. Guru is called sadhu, saintly person. But sadhu also means to cut. So the spiritual master is that person who can take the sword of Vedic knowledge and he can cut through all the illusion in your heart. At the present moment we have a hard knot. It's called Hridaya Granthi. The hard knot in the heart. If a knot is loose, you can untie it. But if a knot is very, very, very hard, you cannot untie it. So what do you do with a hard knot? You have to take knife and cut. And then you can give it to that hard knot. So we have hard knot in the heart. Many, many twines entangled together. Many, many strings entangled together. Strings such as lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. They are tied together very tightly. Therefore, we need a real guru who has the power to cut through that knot by the transcendental knowledge. So if we will hear submissively, if we will submissively hear from, say, bona fide spiritual master, then by the mere power of his transcendental words, we become liberated. Do you know that that's the only qualification for becoming fixed up in Krishna consciousness? The only qualification to know who you are and be who you are? All you have to do is agree to hear very nicely. Find a bona fide spiritual master, sit his lotus feet and hear. That's all. If you can do this, Your perfection will come, I guarantee it. It is not only my guarantee, it is the guarantee of the Mahajanas. Mahajana yena gatasya pantha. If you will follow the pathway of these great Mahajanas by hearing from the bona fide spiritual master, then your perfection is guaranteed. So this hearing process is so nice thing. Everyone likes to hear something. People turn on the radio to hear something. Or they get an iPod and they put a little buds in their ears to hear their iPod. Or they go home and they sit around in the living room and they talk, you know what so-and-so did, you know what so-and-so did. They talk. Human beings like to hear. Just like the bees like to buzz and the birds like to chirp. Human beings like to hear. It's our nature. We like to hear. Hearing is enjoyment for us. So you simply have to find that place whereby hearing you'll become liberated. If you hear from the wrong place, you become more and more entangled in misery and illusion. And if you can hear from the right place, the more you go on hearing, the more you become liberated, the more you become enlightened, the more you become ecstatic. So hearing is the very quality hearing from the proper source is the very secret of success in spiritual life. In this connection, our beloved founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Pariva Jagacharja Astatarisadashi Shimadesi Bhakti Vanandati Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, has given this example. He was a young pharmaceutical businessman from Allahabad. He heard that Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was in doing the Braj Mandal Parikrama with his disciples. So he thought to take some time off from his business to go and the Tirtha Yatra with Guru Maharaj. And if you've been to Braj Mandal, you know in the evening time it is very nice. There's so many mandirs. And people go to the mandir. They don't have the... people are not going to cinema or nightclub. They're going to the mandirs. That is the nightlife in Braj. So in the evening is darshan time. And it was also a time for Pravachan when Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was giving lecture on the science of bhakti. Now, if you have read the writings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, then you will know that he speaks in very, very erudite English. The materialistic deminar cannot possibly stretch to the transcendental autocrat who is forever inviting the fallen conditioned souls to associate with him. And this way he would speak in very big, big words. Now, I grew up as a native English speaker in America. And if I want to read the writings of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, I got to get out the unabridged dictionary just to follow what he's talking about. And most of his disciples are Bengali villagers. They hardly know any English at all. So you can imagine, in the evening time, you could go to Pravachan or you could go to Darshan. How many people went to Darshan and how many people went for Pravachan? I am very happy to be here today, here with all of you in Pune, to see such a huge, hundreds of people assembled here. I'm very happy to see this. But when Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati would give that evening pravachan, only a small little handful of devotees would be there. The sannyasis, that's about it. But there was one pharmaceutical businessman from Allahabad. I think you know who I'm talking about. Our beloved Srila Prabhupada. He was not yet initiated. But he would sit tightly and hear those evening lectures. He said, I would understand or I would not understand. But still, I would go on listening. In this way, Guru Maharaj recognized me. And then just like in ISKCON, when someone wants to, the authorities will recommend to the spiritual master, well, so-and-so is ready for initiation. We would like to recommend this devotee for initiation. So the devotees who were preaching in Allahabad, they recommended to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur that there is this Bhai Charan Day. He is a very good devotee. We'd like to recommend him for Diksha, Guru Maharaj. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati said, yes. The others go away, but he stays. So I will take him as my disciple. So, then Prabhupada told us, he said, because I heard nicely, now I can speak very nicely. So anyone who has a desire to become a powerful preacher of Bhagavad Dharma, to become a spiritual revolutionary, you can turn the whole world upside down. Then don't sleep when there's a lecture going on. Wake up and hear. If you're tired, you know, go like this. Do something, you know. Perk yourself up. Because if you can take the Shabda Brahman coming from the disciplic succession into your heart, you become transformed. Doesn't matter whether you're male, female, white, black, Shudra, Brahmin, rich, poor, doesn't matter your position. Anybody who agrees to hear this message repeatedly with rapt attention will become a great transcendentalist and a liberated soul in due course of time. Who here would like to become a liberated soul? Very good. Very good. So by this process of hearing the message that Prabhupada is giving to us, you see, I'm not giving some, this is not the ideas of Sankarshan Das. I am simply Prabhupada's DHL man, that's all. He has given one package. And it has your name on it, and I'm delivering it to you. I'm not opening the package and adding something or taking something up. But Prabhupada is giving a package just for you. And I am simply the DHL man delivering it to your door. So if you will take this message coming from the great acharyas, I can guarantee you absolutely on the strength of their promise that you will come to that point where you can directly see Krishna face to face, eye to eye. It doesn't matter what your position is. Grihe tako, vanne tako, sada hari bole dako. Whether you are a householder, whether you're a sannyasi or a brahmachari, whatever your position, it doesn't matter. If you will take up this process of hearing from the sadhus and chanting Hare Krishna, you will become Paramahamsa, a liberated soul. All you have to do is plug in. One may have a very nice light bulb, you see. But if that light bulb is not connected with the powerhouse, what value does it have? If it is not connected with the powerhouse, it has zero value. But when you can connect that light bulb with the powerhouse, then it makes a wonderful illumination. So each and every one of us, we are like light bulb. If we are connected with Krishna, then we become illuminated with transcendental knowledge. We become like a lighthouse in the dark night of Kali to illuminate everything around us. But if we are not connected to the powerhouse, then what is our life? I'm running after some money. I'm running after some power, some prestige, some pleasure of the genitals, some pleasure of the tongue. What is it? The waste of time. You're serving your material body. It's not you. All that service you give into your body, it's simply wasted. I'm serving my body so nicely, and what does it reward me with? What is the reward for 80 years of dedicated service to these indriyas, these senses? What do you finally get, your big reward for 80 years of dedicated service to your body? Old age, disease, and death. That's it. Here's your reward. If there was some corporation here in Pune and said, oh, come on, we like you, work for us. We'll give you a big, big, fatty salary. We give you the best facilities, everything very first class. But we have one policy here at this corporation. It is called sudden death. At any moment, we can hand you a little pink slip, which means go out behind the building and we're going to shoot you. We give you very good perks. You see, we give you company car. We give you crores and crores of rupees. Big, big prestige, a beautiful secretary, we give you all facility. But at any moment, we're going to take you out behind the building and we'll take a machine gun and we're going to shoot you dead. It could happen today, tomorrow, at any time. We'll take you out behind the building, we're going to take a machine gun and level you on the ground, boy. Would you like to work for that corporation? But they give me a Rolls-Royce car. I mean, it's a pretty nice perk. Just imagine going to work in your Rolls-Royce every day. But what good is that company? At any minute, they're going to shoot you dead with a machine gun. Well, do you know that's the company we're all working for right now? It's called Maya Devi Incorporated. We're all employees of Maya Devi Incorporated. She's giving us all these perks. Come on, here's a beautiful girl. Come on, here's a good-looking guy. Come on, come on. Here's some rupees. Come on, come on, come on. Here's an apartment. Here's an iPad. iPod and an iPad. Come on, an iPhone too we'll throw in. Come on, come on, come on. Why are we so foolish that we don't see that Maya is giving us instant death at any minute? What is the use of working for Maya Devi Incorporated? We have to realize that I don't want to die. In the material world, they tell you what you can do, you have to die. At least now, but science will solve it very soon. Don't worry, boy. Science is going to solve the problem soon. You see, this is nonsense. Why we should struggle like beasts of burden for this cruel master that's going to reward us with death at any minute? Why not serve that master who gives you eternity, knowledge, and bliss? That master is Krishna or God. And the spiritual master is his representative. That's when you plug in that light bulb. Do you plug it directly into the powerhouse? No, you plug it into your wall outlet in your house. And that bulb becomes illuminated because your wall outlet is connected through a series of wires with the powerhouse. So, in the same way, the spiritual master is your wall outlet. And he is connected to the Guru Parampara system of the powerhouse Krishna. You see, the bona fide spiritual master, he is connected with the powerhouse. And the bogus guru, he may look very nice, with long hairs, a long beard, saffron robe, twirling a lotus flower in his fingers. He may look very nice, you see. But if he is not connected with the powerhouse, he is useless. I accepted one such guru. I became an initiated disciple of this guru. I was looking for spiritual enlightenment. And he gave me one mantra. Aing, 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 aing. So I was doing my Aing meditation. Aing, 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 within my heart. But I did not taste any transcendental bliss. What does the Shastra say? Sampradaya vahina ye mantraste nishpalamata. If that spiritual master is not coming and authorized to sit the succession, the mantra he gave you is nishpal. It has no result. So no matter how hard I did my ang, 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 nothing happened. No lights came on within my heart. There was no elevation beyond the modes of nature. But when I came in contact with the mantra given by the bona fide spiritual master, his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, then the lights came on. The elevation was experienced. The elevation was experienced. So how do you know that Krishna consciousness is bona fide? If you will chant Hare Krishna with faith and devotion, You'll experience the lights coming on within your heart. You'll experience how you're being elevated beyond the modes of material nature. You simply have to make the experiment with your own consciousness. We are not asking you to blindly accept these teachings. We are asking you to be scientists. You make this experiment on yourself in the test tube of your own consciousness. Chant Hare Krishna with love and see the result. I guarantee you, if you will do that, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, you become completely transformed. When you come out of your meditation on the holy name, the world will be a different place. You will not see the same world that you saw before you started chanting Hare Krishna. Instead of seeing the world as a playground for your sense gratification, you will see this world as the energy of Krishna, giving you unlimited opportunities to engage everything in His service. So we have requested that you ask your questions, write them on a piece of paper, and pass them forward. So now the questions can start coming now. I'm ready to start answering the questions. So somebody can ask, since the papers are being written now, somebody can ask a verbal question right now. Here's one. All right, it's coming quickly. All right, here's the first question. In spite of the something of the spiritual, bona fide spiritual master, in chanting Hare Krishna, we don't feel elevated. Okay. All right, I've gotten the Hare Krishna mantra from the bona fide spiritual master. I have the bona fide guru. I have the bona fide mantra. But I'm not feeling elevated. What am I doing wrong? It's very simple. That means you're trying to take the name for your own enjoyment. You're trying to get the name to serve you. Don't try to take the name as your servant. Come on, name, elevate me. No, don't take the name as your servant. You be the servant of the name, that's all. My dear Lord, you have so kindly appeared in the form of your holy name. Please bless me that I can chant in such a way that it is very pleasing to you. Chanting Hare Krishna is developing a personal, loving relationship with a person named Krishna. It's not a mechanical process like the Ashtanga Yoga system of Yam Niyam, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, etc. If you want to become elevated beyond this material world, you have to qualify yourself to become an associate of Krishna. by developing genuine feelings of love for that person. And then when he welcomes you into his company, you're going to be really elevated, let me tell you. Okay, next question. Hare Krishna, Lord Shiva is the husband of Mother Parvati, who is also called Maya Devi. How is it that Lord Shiva is under Maya? Well, Lord Shiva is actually not really under Maya, because he is the Lord of the mode of ignorance. He's not under the mode of ignorance. He's the Lord of the mode of ignorance. Actually, Lord Shiva is a liberated soul. He's a pure devotee. He's the topmost Vaishnava. But sometimes, due to his contact with the material nature, the mode of ignorance, he appears to be under the influence of the modes of nature. That is actually for our elucidation, for our enlightenment. To teach us how dangerous it is to be in contact with the modes of nature. Even Lord Shiva can go mad after Mohini Murti, running like crazy after her, passing Semana. You can just imagine what could happen to us. So Shiva's being under the modes of nature is actually a teaching for us to be very careful and not to be under the influence of the moon. If we pray, "Oh Holy Name, please purify my heart, free me from all my anartas, and make me pure devotee." Is this wrong? No, this is very good. This is very good. My dear Holy Name, please purify my heart, take away my anartas, make me pure devotee. This is very good mood for chanting Hare Krishna. How to improve the quality of chanting? Beg Krishna, my dear Lord, please bless me that I can become a chanter of the pure names, your pure holy name. Please help me, Krishna. I am struggling here. Please help me become the pure chanter of your name. Okay. Oh, good. More coming. Krishna consciousness. We know that people who are not Krishna conscious and are sinful, Yamadutas come to take them to the abode of Yamaraj. So who comes for those who are in Krishna consciousness but have not reached the highest platform of bhakti? Well, one way to find out is, do that. Don't become a partial devotee and see what happens at the time of death. But I don't recommend that. I don't remember reading in Prabhupada's books what happens to those who aren't qualified to go to the spiritual world, but they're not sinful enough to go to Yamaraj's planet. I haven't read anywhere in Prabhupada's books what happens to those people. But I don't recommend putting yourself in that position so you can find out. I recommend you become a pure devotee, so the time of death you will see those Vishnu Dutas there. Or some Braj Dutas from Goloka. That's what I recommend. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Krishna face to face? Prabhupada ordered me that I should qualify myself to see Krishna face to face. So have I done it or not? Actually, those who have seen Krishna face to face, they never advertise that they have seen Krishna face to face. But, oh, guess what, Prabhu? I saw Krishna face to face. Hari Bol. They don't do that. It is a very intimate thing. If one has Krishna's personal darshan, it's a very, very intimate thing. You don't go broadcasting it. So, from another angle of vision, Prabhupada explains that actually everyone has seen God. Just like, do we have any auto mechanics here in the audience? If you're an auto mechanic, please raise your hand. Oh, here's one auto mechanic, very good. Now, if I'm driving my car, you see, and something goes wrong, I can lift the hood of the engine, I'll look at it, I can see the engine, but I have no idea what went wrong with that engine, you see, why the car doesn't work. But I can bring this mechanic, you see, and he can look and see, he can also see the engine. But he will see the engine differently than me. He immediately sees, oh, this is wrong, and it goes like this, and it fixes it, you see. So I am seeing the engine, and this mechanic, Prabhu, he is also seeing the engine. But my seeing and his seeing, they are different. So everyone is seeing God, actually. But ye yatamang prapadyante tangstatai bhavajam yaha. Inasmuch as you are surrendered to Krishna, to that extent you can see Him fully. So I am seeing Krishna face to face to the extent that I am surrendered to Krishna. Actually, Krishna is, there's nowhere where Krishna is not present. He's omnipresent. So actually, I am seeing the face of Krishna right now. But it's a matter of realization, that's all. Okay. A basic question, but it is troubling me. What should be the thought while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra? What one should concentrate on while chanting? This is a very important question. Sometimes we hear it advised that one should do Leela Smaranam when chanting japa. Because the mind is not attracted to the name, but the Leela is more attractive, so you should think of Leela when you're chanting, and that way you won't fall asleep. But I do not recommend such meditation. Because Prabhupada taught us differently. He said to clearly pronounce and hear every syllable. Uttering it in the mood of a child crying for the mother. You may say, but you know, it's just Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Where's the rasa? I mean, I want some Govardhan Leela or some Gopi Leela. Where's the rasa in Hare Krishna? That's ignorance. Every single pastime of Krishna is contained within the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Within those 16 words, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Every single pastime of Krishna is present. So if you go deep into Nam, you will experience all the leelas of Krishna. Okay, let's see. Thank you very much for such a wonderful class. Well, that's Prabhupada's mercy. I have to thank Prabhupada. If you are finding this class to be wonderful, then I have to thank Srila Prabhupada, because I'm just the messenger boy. That's all. It's his. He's actually giving the class, and I'm just the microphone for Prabhupada. We see that in this ISKCON society, that so many gurus are there, and in that condition, if one temple has so many gurus giving initiation, so one temple gets divided into so many groups, so what was the system which was introduced by Prabhupada, so this kind of problem would not happen. Prabhupada set up a GBC that the management is done from one body. This means that every guru, he is acting as a representative of Srila Prabhupada and as a representative of the GBC. I coined a little acronym. GBC means the glue that brings cooperation. GBC. So if we stick to the principle of the GBC, that every, in other words, the guru should not be thinking, well, I want to make my own little sect. You see, the Sankarshan Das Adhikari movement. No. Every guru should think, how can I strengthen this ISKCON? If every guru is in the mood, I want to strengthen ISKCON, then there's no problem, you see. If the gurus start thinking, yeah, I'm on my own little separate program, you see, there'll be a problem. There will be a problem. That's what happened in the Gaudiya Math. Instead of forming GBC, every guru wanted to make his own little math, you see. That spoiled the mission of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Therefore, Prabhupada ordered we must have GBC. He formed a GBC in 1970, 7 years before his disappearance. He formed the GBC and he personally supervised their activities. Even he went to one of the meetings and they were voting on something. And Prabhupada was also voting as one of the GBC members. But you know what he did? Instead of just voting, his opinion, he waited to see which way the majority was going, and then he held his hand like this. And then when he saw the way the majority was going, then he raised his hand with the majority. You see. So Prabhupada established by his example the principle of being subordinate to the decision of the GBC body. Even he was going to go with the majority decision of the GBC body. So it's up to the gurus to make sure this doesn't happen, you see. This is the guru, this is a big burden for the spiritual masters. It's a burden of love, it's a wonderful burden. But the spiritual masters have to be very careful they don't introduce sectarianism into our society by trying to have their own little movement, you see, and neglecting the principle established by Prabhupada. What should be the attitude towards Krishna conscious devotees who do not submissively follow the instructions of the spiritual master? Be merciful to them. If Krishna is the creator of all universes, so why he made Mayadevi, who has bound us separate from Krishna? If we never become liberated only because, and we never become liberated only because of Mayadevi. Maya Devi is not Maya Devi's fault. She's facilitating your desire to be independent. That's it. Maya, if you become a pure devotee, Maya Devi will assist you in your service to Krishna. Why? There is still suffering even after coming to Krishna consciousness. That means you haven't fully come to Krishna consciousness yet. Brahma Bhutta Prasanatmana Sotshiti Nakankshiti. You're not there yet, Prabhu. That's why you're suffering. Well, you're still a neophyte. What can I say? You become an advanced devotee. I mean, a really an advanced devotee. You're not going to feel the pinches of the material nature anymore. It'll affect your body, but it won't affect your consciousness. The mosquitoes will still bite, but they won't bite you. Okay. How to guide a teenager's son in Krishna consciousness when he is always surrounded by materialistic friends who tells him this is the time to enjoy. There's only one way to guide a teenager's son. My dear parent, you must become a acharya. You can't force him now, he's a teenager. You have to show by your own example that there is unlimited nectar in chanting the name of Krishna. Yad yad acharate shrestas tattareve charojana sayat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. Whatever standard a parent sets, by exemplary acts, the teenagers will follow. Dear Srila Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances. My parents get angry and displeased when I come to the temple here. Is it fine that they are displeased? Yes. It's very good in one sense. I mean, if you have to displease them to come here, yes. Then you must displease them. Of course, it's wrong that they are displeased. It's not fine. It's wrong that they are displeased. But your point is, you can't let your Krishna says give up all other duties and just please me. Don't worry about pleasing anybody except pleasing me. That's what Krishna says. So try your best to pacify them. But don't give up Krishna consciousness. In millions of lifetimes you tried to please your parents. And where did it get you? Another damn rotting material body. That's where it got you. So make this lifetime for pleasing Krishna. That must be your focus. But try to please your parents also, but then pleasing them, Krishna. Give them some prasadam. Be kind to your parents. They've given you so much. Now you try to give them Krishna. Try to please them by giving them Krishna. Can a spiritual master fall down from his perfect stage? No, he cannot. That means if he fell down, he wasn't a spiritual master on the perfect platform. He was not, it means he was not on a high level. Even a Prabhupada says, even a Kanishta Adhikari can be a spiritual master. Uttam and Macham, they can all be spiritual masters. But he says the disciple should be very careful to find a spiritual master who is Uttam Adhikari. Otherwise, the disciple will suffer under the improper or insufficient guidance of the spiritual master. So take your time and find a spiritual master who will never fall down. Uttam Adhikari Guru. Can you please recall some specific instructions of Srila Prabhupada on how to take the association of devotees? Prabhupada said, always give respect to your senior devotees, the senior Vaishnavas who joined the movement before you, took diksha before you, should always respect them as your seniors. How could I remember Lord Krishna 24 hours a day? It's very simple. Just don't ever forget him. What should be the aim of our life? Is it liberation from the material world or to get love of God? Actually, we are not so interested in liberation. We are simply interested in developing love of God. Because if we have love of God, we're already liberated. Even while walking around Pune in the material body, if you have love of God, you're not in this material world. What should we do when Maya Devi is capturing us? We do some wrong things, though we know it, but we can't control, so what should we do? How to conquer sin, anartas, and defeat Maya? If you're being captured by a terrorist, what will you do? You will call for help. Do you have a mobile phone? Do you have? Did they dial 911 here in India also? 102. Huh? 102. 102. Oh, in India, in America, you dial 911. Here we dial 100. Okay. Yeah, if you're being attacked by some thieves, you dial 100. You see, you call for help. So if Maya Devi is capturing you, you have to call for help. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay. All right. Why did we Jivatmas come to this material world in the first place? We originally happy with Krishna. We foolishly thought we could be more happy by imitating Krishna. Now, Krishna gets to have all these girlfriends. Maybe if I had a bunch of them too, I could enjoy more. So we thought we would try being a Krishna to see if we could expand our enjoyment. And guess what happened? We made a big mistake. So now we have to correct ourselves. Should we take permission from Srimati Radharani and then think of the personal form of Krishna? Or can we think of his personal form directly? Hmm. actually, we can only approach Radharani through the mercy of the spiritual master. You cannot jump to Radha or Krishna. You have to go through the spiritual master. Only by his mercy, by his blessings, can you approach Radharani or Krishna. But once you get the mercy of Guru, then you should beg for the mercy of Radharani. And how do we do that? Hare. Is it? And then after we beg Radharani's mercy, Hare, then we say Krishna. When will it happen that every human being in this world becomes Krishna conscious? Is it possible? Well, every jiva soul who's presently within this material world will eventually be liberated, that's a fact. And someone may get worried, well, that means there'll be no one here anymore, this will be an empty place. Like a desert. No, there'll be more souls falling down from the spiritual world to take the place of all the liberated souls. So even though everybody will be liberated, there will be more conditioned souls to fill up this material world. So, if you relish preaching, if you feel very enlivening to preach Krishna consciousness in the material world, you can be engaged here eternally. If you love Sankirtan, you can do Sankirtan eternally. But you'll have to take a break every time Mahavishnu inhales. If the living entity is superior energy, well, our time has run out, actually. So, yeah, we're supposed to end at 12:30. And I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. What time is it? 12? Yeah, 12:30. It's time to end it now.
12:30. I think one question
we can.
3 minutes
out. Three more minutes. One more question. Okay. Let me look through here and pick out a really choice one. Okay. Please explain something about the spiritual world. I want to know about it. The spiritual world is simply wonderful. All the speech is song. All the walking is dancing. And everyone there is mad about Krishna. Everyone is simply talking about Krishna, thinking about Krishna, associating with Krishna, planning to associate with Krishna, telling about the association they had with Krishna. Everyone is completely Krishna conscious. And they are all fully satisfied in their particular rasas. The gopis are very happy being gopis. The cowherd boys are very delighted being cowherd boys. Even those in Shantaras are completely ecstatic. Just like the bamboo trees, they are standing tall because they're so enlivened that one of their family members is Krishna's flute. Now you may think how you could be happy in Shanta Ras when everyone knows that Madhurya Ras is the highest Ras. certainly the Shantarasis and the Dasaratis, they must be feel a little unhappy that they're in a lower ras. Do you think that's true? No, it's not true. Everyone feels that their ras is the best. That flute who is serving in neutrality, Shantarasa, he's thinking, I am better off than the gopis. Because they only get Krishna's lips every now and then. But I get Krishna's lips constantly. So in this way, in the spiritual world, everybody is completely enlivened and happy. And if for some reason, Prabhupada says, if for some reason you want to change your rasa, you can do it. There's full freedom. Then you may say, well, if that was true, then everybody want to become a gopi, right? Now just imagine if everybody in Goloka Vrindavan was a gopi. How would the cowherd girls milk the cows? There'd be no cows to milk. You understand? The spiritual world is perfect. Everybody is situated in the most ecstatic relationship they can possibly have with Krishna. And there's full varieties of relationships. How many varieties of rasas are there? Well, we say there are 5 primary rasas. Does anyone know how many subdivisions there are within the 5 rasas? There is an infinite subdivision of rasas within those 5 rasas. In fact, within each rasa, there is an infinite number of categories within that rasa. In other words, every single jiva in the spiritual world has his or her own unique rasa with Krishna that nobody else has exactly that same rasa. You may say, well, how is that possible? But I say, look at the snow. When I was a kid growing up in the elementary school, we looked at pictures of the snowflakes under the microscopes. And every single snowflake had its own unique, beautiful pattern. So if in this material world there are no 2 snowflakes that are the same, we can understand there are no 2 jivas who have exactly the same rasa with Krishna. That means that you exchange rasa with, in your liberated state, you exchange rasa with Krishna in a way that nobody else can do. That means if you remain in this material world, you're depriving Krishna of a certain taste that he can only experience by your presence in the spiritual world. So why are you doing this to Krishna? Why are you denying him that rasa that he can only have with you? By remaining here in this material world. Therefore, he is manifesting in your heart as the super soul, just waiting for that opportunity to make arrangements for you to come back to him. That's why as soon as you show an inclination towards self-realization, he will arrange for you to come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master. So in this way, try to understand something about that wondrous, mellifluous flowing of sweetness. It's spiritual sky. So we will stop here now. And I'd like to invite all of you to come back to the spiritual world. Make this lifetime your final lifetime in this material world. Make your commitment right now within your heart. This is my last birth in the material world. I am sick and tired of suffering in karma chakra. Krishna, please deliver me in this lifetime. Please give me a bona fide spiritual master who can save me. And please bless me that I can fully surrender myself to my bona fide spiritual master. Thank you very much. Raja Vidya, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.